And this is something that I was notified of about a week, week and a half ago. We've been talking about it on the air a little bit. Jim Davenport is going to join us this morning to talk a little bit more about it. Jim, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad.
That's good.
What I'm talking about is the Columbia County Farm Bureau presenting the Food Evolution movie. First of all, let's talk a little bit about you and the Columbia County Farm Bureau. Just give us a little background, because this is really the first time we really can delve into this.
Well, Farm Bureau, of course, there's a national organization, and each state has their own. And Columbia County, one of the counties in New York, we have our own board of directors. I got to be president because when somebody asked who wanted to be president, everybody else took a step back, and I was left standing. I wasn't paying attention. So anyway, by default, I'm the president. But I believe in our cause, and what that is just to try to promote agriculture, all kinds of agriculture, and also try to educate, you know, the public that may be a few generations removed from actually producing food. And that's the point of what we're going to be doing tomorrow morning.
You know, we like to talk about agriculture on the station.
Saturday morning.
We like to talk about agriculture on the station and agribusiness as well. I mean, at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, we have an extremely, extremely active FFA here in Litchfield County in Northwest Connecticut.
Yeah, I know something about that. Me and my wife is one of the co-chairs of the department there. So,
so let's talk a little bit about this Food Evolution movie. It's going to be held Saturday, April 14th. There's a 9 o'clock registration, 9:30 presentation by Dr. Cedric Mason. It'll be followed by the movie. There'll be a panel discussion and a lunch at noon. So let's talk a little bit about the movie and what people can expect to see in the movie.
Well, the movie was, it's a documentary, of course, and it sort of looks at both sides of the issue of GM foods, genetically modified, and basically, you know, what it does is explains it and allows people to see the science behind it. And I've seen the film, and I think it's well done. I kind of thought they did a nice job, and there's been some problems as far as crops being susceptible to new diseases, that this has managed to produce varieties that are resistant to diseases and allow people to continue to have what they're accustomed to and keep the farmers in business and the growers in business.
So this is a movie that is open to anybody who's let's just say alerted and concerned about GMOs, whether you're pro-GMO or against GMO. This is a movie that opens up and explores options on both sides.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I guess the thing is, what I've noticed in general, a lot of times people don't like stuff, but they can't explain why they don't like it. And this does sort of explain where this all comes from. And it's just, you know, another in 100 years plus of applied research and, you know, agricultural science, this is just another step. And I think the thing that our goal was, Cedric Maxwell, Mason is a, was a basketball player, no, Cedric Mason is basically PhD in soil science, and he works with New York State Healthy Soils Initiative. And what we want to do, I don't think the public really understands the critical nature of topsoil and the amount of, such a small amount of the Earth's surface can provide so much food. And any farmer, any grower, the most important thing they have is soil. And they're doing a lot of work to try to, you know, enhance the resilience of soils with climate change and all that. And I think what we're trying to do here is show people, what's going on as far as that part of the ag science. And the other thing, too, is what we wanted to do in your listening area. There is, you know, predominant agriculture is growing feed for livestock and commodity crops, acreage-wise, dollars-wise, the economy-wise, it's all the dominant one. So what we wanted to show is using new practices. Practices have been around for a long time, but enhanced, you know, no-till farming, cover crops, and being able to cut down the inputs, you know, chemical inputs, insecticides, and produce as much food with less impact on the environment. And this is the whole thing is supposed to tie that all together, so people will learn the basics about soils. And then our panelists are all, you know, educated experts in what they do, and they'll be able to tell the folks answer any questions and tell them just what they do in the world of agriculture.
We're speaking with Jim Davenport. We're talking about the Columbia County Farm Bureau presentation of the Food Evolution movie. It'll be held Saturday the 14th, 9 o'clock registration, 9:30 presentation by Dr. Cedric Mason, followed by the movie, then a panel discussion, then lunch at noon. By the way, the film's producer, Trace Sheehan, will be on hand for the screening and also available to answer questions. It's going to be held at the Taconic Hill School Auditorium on 73 County Route 11A in Craryville, New York. $8 for early registration or $12 at the door. They'd appreciate early registration so they know how many people are going to be there for lunch. If you want more information, 518-828-4401. That's 518-828-4401. Or you can email Columbia County Farm Bureau at yahoo.com. You mentioned something, Jim, that I think you should explain to people what no-till farming is. We all know what tilling is.
Yeah.
We all do it in our little gardens and stuff like that. But explain the difference between a garden or a farmer that's got to till and one that doesn't have to till.
Well, basically, my farm that I'm on here, it's good land, but it's classified as highly erodible land. And it's on slopes, and the soil has a high nutrient holding capacity. It's got fine soil, but it's also prone to erosion. And with no-till, you don't disturb the earth except to make a slit to put the seed in the ground. And by doing that, anytime you till the soil, you turn the soil over. You're taking the carbon in the soil, and the microbes are going to burn it up, and it's going to end up in the atmosphere. And by keeping the soil biome untouched by tillage, you're increasing the amount of carbon the soil can hold. And along those lines, our Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett has introduced a farmer tax credit bill that would award farmers a tax credit if they adopt the practices to increase the carbon in the soil and reward those that have been doing it for years and years and have the proof that there's a lot of carbon, organic matter in the soil. So it's one of those things, and GM seeds, they come into effect there because we can have more judicious use of herbicides and, basically use less fuel, and it's just the whole thing is just it's a win-win for the environment and for, basically for the agriculture sector.
All right. Well, once again, Columbia County Farm Bureau, the Food Evolution movie, a Scott Hamilton Kennedy film, this Saturday, 9 o'clock registration, 9:30 presentation by Dr. Mason, followed by the movie, panel discussion, lunch at noon at Taconic Hill School Auditorium in Craryville, New York. $8 for early registration at 518-828-4401 or $12 at the door. Thanks for getting up so early in the morning, Jim. Well, you're a farmer. You were probably up early anyway,
well, yeah,
right?
I just took the last machine off the last cow just this second. So we just done milking. So,
what time do you get up in the morning to start?
Well,
everything?
Normally 2:40, but I got up a little earlier this morning so I could try to be done by the time I got on the phone. I almost made it.
Well,
but they were very quiet and behaved this morning, so they didn't have anything to say, luckily.
Well, I'm almost like you now. I get up at 3:30, quarter after 3 every morning to get ready to do this job. And a lot of people would say I spread a lot of manure on there.
Manure is another important part of soil health, and Lord knows we use it like heck on our farm. Most farmers do, and it saves us buying fertilizer. So,
well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yep, thank you.
All right, take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, once again, that film is coming up this weekend on Saturday, I do it, which is the 14th, at the Conic Schools Auditorium, 518-828-4401 for more information.